be alarmed. We had dinner come in a little later just so we didn't eat with him.
Yeah, no worries.
Yes, everyone stay calm.
Don't be alarmed. I'd like to call to order the special board meeting. It's Monday, December 18th, 5:00 p.m. This is a special meeting of the Board of Education in public for the purpose of conducting the school district's business and is not to be considered a public community meeting. Let's all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And two, roll call.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. And three, interview legal firms. So we have Enos and Britton first.
Yep.
Everyone has three copies. You can get some notes.
We have three. Debbie, you have three copies.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, there you go.
Good evening. Where are you most comfortable, sir?
Hi, Debbie Bernauer.
Hi, John.
Kathleen Mack, how are you?
Well, Mark Jansen.
Good to see you again.
Thanks, John. Appreciate your
pleasure.
Yeah. Well, a round of lawyers. Did root canal didn't work out today, or?
Oh my goodness. So, you know, we want to make sure we stay consistent and with what we've been talking to other firms about. So if you could just tell us how long you've been in educational law and then what's your specialty?
Yeah, 1984 is when I started practicing school law. I got out in 81, spent some time in private practice in Canton, then went to the Attorney General's office for a cup of coffee, and then interviewed with a Columbus law firm, Eamesburger, Porter Baker, no longer in existence. They decided to open a Cleveland office, and I'm from the Northeast Ohio area, so I was volunteered to come. And from there, we split off and formed Britton, Smith, Peters, and Galeel, and then that split off, and I joined with Ennis, Roberts, and Fisher in March of 2015. But 1984 is how long I've been practicing school.
Is that Fisher with Fisher Phillips?
No, that's a different. That's okay. A different firm. Ennis, Roberts, and Fisher is a very. It's well now they're part of this, but they have been a school law firm in Southwest Ohio for many years. Ennis, Roberts have passed. Fisher is of counsel with our firm now.
Tell us a specialty that you have in this area of law.
Okay.
Education, obviously.
Well, within the school law genre, I've done an awful lot of things, and so you kind of have to be a generalist to do this work. However, I used to spend a lot of time doing special education. I don't do as much of that now. I'm more of a human resources, labor, and employment law concerns. I do a lot of corporate board counsel work, issues that the board has with regard to any number of things. I'm fond of saying it, you know, it's the most regulated industry on the planet Earth, and so there's plenty of work. But because of the fact that special education, which we do a ton of and we're, I think, really good at, but I don't do as much because we have a special education law group that's very active, and so I'm needed to do more of the human resources, employment, and labor. We do a lot of labor negotiations, arbitrations, CERB cases, HR, you know, all the things that come up in the course of the day. The school lawyer's life is such that you may have a an idea when you get up what you're going to do that day, and it can get turned on its ear pretty quickly. Somebody calls and says a bus driver has just done X, and or we have a student that does Y, and so I do a lot of pupil personnel as well. But the nature of our business is it goes off the rails like the Amtrak train today, just off the rails, and then you have to decide, you know, how to deal with it. Lots of fires for that.
Okay, so refresh my memory. So how long has your firm been together and the configuration?
Right,
that it...
March of 2015 would be the merger of my practice into Ennis, Roberts, and Fisher, which became Ennis, Britton.
So which districts have this reconfigured firm have you worked with, or that we would know?
Well, in the materials that I provided, just so you know, so for future reference, but I placed in there the ones that, since I was coming, I was asked to come, I put the ones that I'm kind of primarily working with. I mean, that's only a small list, but North Royalton's in there, Copley Fairlawn, Talmadge. I'm trying to think who else is in that one. But those are the lists of North Ridgeville. I'm very active in North Ridgeville. But we have 139 districts in 39 counties. 39 districts in 169 districts in 39 counties. That's it. It's in there. I don't pay much attention to it. So there are a number of clients that I work with. But, you know, we have all types, sizes, and shapes. Some of them are high-need districts, some because of circumstances or size. Others we hear from periodically. Smaller districts that don't have as much going on, although that isn't always the case, is it?
I saw you have Cuyahoga Heights on here.
Yeah. Cuyahoga Heights is kind of a, you know, that's an interesting place.
Yes, yes.
But they certainly have turned the corner, yeah. And proud to be a part of that. Things, I mean, there was laughter at a board meeting recently, and that's a good thing. It's been a long time for them. We had a very difficult run.
So where's your flagship? Are these all? Yeah.
The flagship is in Cincinnati, okay. But we have offices, of course, in Columbus here, right up the street. And then we also have a lawyer who is, I'm from the Mahoning Valley, and so a lot of my clients are from that area, too. She, Megan Zidian, is camped out in, we have rent office space from the Mahoning County ESC. Mm-hmm. So we have an office there, and she can address the clients a little bit geographically. But we all work all over the state. You know, one of our little buzzwords is we don't have geography, we have, you know, opportunity. That's what we see it as. And so I do work outside of the Mansfield area, Highland Local in Morrow County, Northwest Ohio. We just interviewed, got work in Chillicothe, Whitehall, Reynoldsburg, New Albany Plain Local was one of our newer additions. So it's been very exciting, actually, this new synergy of lawyers. And there's a lot of promotional stuff in there, but the reason I think that we are so successful, we're doing well, it has a lot to do with the fact that we don't do anything else. This is what we do, and we're focused on it.
So I'm going to ask, what is your hourly rate? And then I'm going to ask, how flexible is that hourly rate?
Well, for you.
Special deal.
Yes, right. I got a deal for you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're asking about hourly rate. I mean, it is something that maybe people don't talk about enough. And the rates are in there. I mean, I keep pointing the notebook. But anyway, so as a partner and with my experience, my rate is $350 an hour. Now, there are lowering rates as you go down the list and so forth. And it's a relevant question about how much is your hourly rate. The real question, though, it brings is that it matters then how we spend money on lawyers. That really matters. And then the philosophy is who takes the shortest distance between two points? Who has the experience to get you there? And what is your philosophy? And ours has been very successful for us. There's always to a problem, there's a practical solution, a political issue, you know, a financial component, and all those things need to be dealt with early on. And not to get overly, love the sound of my own voice, but I walked into a meeting today where there was a termination that was being contested, one grievance that was going to arbitration, and two grievances that had been filed. We spent an hour and a half, and we walked out of there with all of them resolved favorably for the district. And part of it, and this is not because I'm some kind of magician or anything, but part of it is you lay it out and say, yeah, you know, arbitrators, the root word in arbitration is arbitrary, right? I mean, you have some issues with arbitrators. How do they keep their day job by keeping the labor happy? So there's always that issue. And then there's these people are retiring and there's nobody else in this class, so it really doesn't have any long-term meaning, and this person will resign rather than go through termination. Anyway, when you stacked it all up and we said, this is what would run, you know, to go through all of these and everything else, and I think I can win them all, but this is it over here, and this is what you can do to get out of it now if you want to, if you want to avoid the situation, if there's no major political labor consequences to it. And that's what we do. We put it out in front of you. And they said, yeah, we'll do that, and it was over. And you know, I know it sounds weird, but I walk out of those meetings charged up because the client didn't spend gobs of money proving a point. Now, if you need to prove a point, there are times when you have to say, look, you cross this line, and no, and we can't do it because of the long-term implications. So it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. But at least you have those economic discussions up front. And so that you're looking for lawyers is a wonderful thing, that there are many qualified people, including the fellows I ran into at the Starbucks on my way here. Like, hey, what are you doing? But you have lots of good choices. And in a short time period, obviously, we're not going to get to know each other really well. But the philosophy is the important thing, and that is that, and do we fit? Because if we don't fit, hire somebody else. I mean, you all get that, of course. But, you know, trying to find a fit is a hard thing. Is your mission more important to us than our own? The answer is yes. That's why we have 169 clients in 39 counties, because we put you first. You become part of our family, and your needs are important. Because if you walk out of here disappointed with what we do, we don't have a chance to fix that. So ultimately, but there are a lot of good choices to make. Now it's kind of chemistry. It's kind of chemistry and philosophy and how you meet the mission, everything else. And I would, I always tell boards, the two folks on the end here, where is their comfort level as a CEO and CFO? I mean, that's really important. And I risk that Joelle will be honest with you and tell you what a knucklehead I am, because we've had a chance to work together in years gone by. But the point is that I would, ask you to listen carefully to what they have to say and what their comfort level would be. Good news, lots of good choices. Lots of good choices.
So tell us, why would we want to choose you over anybody else, would you say, other than chemistry? You mentioned that. I mean, is there anything else that you think that you bring to the table that some other law firms do not?
Well, I think I would emphasize to you, and I jumped the gun and I apologize, I think I would emphasize to you the way we approach creative problem solving. If you were looking for a scorch-the-earth labor firm that was going to come in and just simply scorch the earth and leave the place, the campsite, worse than when we found it, we're not for you. We're into solving problems and creatively doing that, and that's what we're really good at. We're into, helping out in those difficult labor issues without destroying and hopefully enhancing labor relations. We take a common sense view and the shortest distance between two points when dealing with any human resources and employment issues as well. And our special ed kit team is just dynamite. They just recently put on a series of seminars throughout Ohio that were widely acclaimed by those that went. We've got a lot of feedback from them. The feedback has been amazing. So we have a really strong team, and this is all we do. We don't do anything else. And those would be my,
Okay, thank you. Okay, so my last question will be, do you know anybody, are you related to anybody in this district that might cause us a conflict of interest of sorts?
No.
No?
Okay. I don't think we have any ties to, I don't think we have any familiar ties with Brecksville, but I'm available to be adopted if that's available.
Joelle, you had a couple questions?
Yes. John, talk about any experience you've had with the bidding process and all of that.
Right. Not my cup of tea, so to speak, but Gary Stadronsky from our Cincinnati office handles a lot of that, as does Bronson McCord, who's our managing partner. And one of the joys of becoming a part of this team is to have all this talent behind you. I mean, I don't mean to disparage anybody in my past, but just being one of the folks rather than the guy has been amazing. And the ability to get supported and the talent. I mean, there are people that when I send them, when another attorney becomes involved, I just know that they're never going to call me again. I'll be like the Maytag repair person, but that's really nice having that kind of depth on your bench. It's just really good. So, not my experience. I mean, I've done it, but I wouldn't have you use me for that. I might get you in touch with Gary and promise to get that done fairly quickly.
And I'm going to assume they have that same experience working any type of joint usership agreements yep. with other municipalities
oh,
and that
yes.
kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've helped out with those.
Okay.
But that's not my strong suit.
And he answered the special ed question. I mean, so
yeah. right.
Board members, any other questions?
No, mine was going to hit the real estate thing. I mean, that, as you may or may not know, we have that coming up pretty big right now.
I was aware, and I could have studied for that test, but I wanted you to know. But I have people for that I think are just excellent.
I just one question, just curious with the whole labor management
sure.
negotiations. You know, certainly it's ideal to end with a win-win, but you know, what if it's a set of circumstances, and I'm sure you've been there, where, you know, the board is seeking something that is not, the other side isn't very comfortable
yeah.
in giving.
Glad you asked the question.
Because it's,
yeah.
you know,
no,
every
no,
circumstance can't possibly end
oh,
with
absolutely.
Everybody walking
you know,
away.
I guess I did do the glasses half full and we all live happily ever after on it. So I do want to respond to that. And this is true for the firm that I'm with. Our philosophies are the same, and that's why I'm here, because these folks have the same view of the world that I do. You know, you won't see, you know, the OEA will have a picture of me in the circle with my line to it, because, you know, you can't. There are times when I know this is going to shock a lot of you, but when organized labor simply takes positions that are absolutely
okay. Is that a joke?
That was a joke.
All right. Yeah.
at those particular times, we're as tough, and I like to think that I am as tough as anybody in the business. We just don't default to it. We don't start there. We don't look for it. But boy, you know, I mean, you want to know? You want to know why fair share fees about to go out the window? You can talk about having a fifth Supreme Court justice, but the truth is laborers overplay their hand. They do it all the time. And you have to call them on it. And you have to keep them honest. Now, you know, because we are all in this together, because teachers and non-teachers who work for us are a part of our family and our team, you want to fight like heck to make that happen. But there are times if you draw the wrong OEA rep, and by the way, you drew the wrong
we
OEA
did,
rep.
Yeah.
When you draw the wrong OEA rep, or you get a teacher's union president who is drinking the Kool-Aid, you know, I'm sorry. You just have to deal with it. And you have to, it's not fun. I've done it in North Royalton, and then things get better. And then every once in a while, they'll explode. Copley's the same way. And I could go on and on with the list, but you know, you just have to be responsive to that. And yes, I do appreciate the opportunity to say there are times when their positions require a strong response and a no, and hell no. It's the way it works. But we just don't start with the attitude that we can't find a solution. That's all.
Right.
That's just the difference. And we've established some credibility. I think I have over time with the unions. I think they would tell you I'm a straight shooter, that my word is good. I'm proud of that. They would also tell you that I'm a pain in the keister when it gets down to dealing with situations like arbitrations or disagreement in bargaining or for mediation.
Well, those weren't the exact words that Tad used. Years.
You know, my problem with Tad probably is that he dresses better than me. That really hurts because you're not allowed to wear your reps anymore.
John, in prepping for this evening, any homework that resulted in any questions you want to ask of us or observations you see as some of the things that have come up in our recent past that are of interest?
You know, I don't have any specific questions. I guess I'm just thrilled to be here. And that sounds like it's out of a movie, but I'm thrilled to be here because I have wanted to get a shot at this for so long. I've been down the street forever. And by the way, just historically speaking, Sue Hastings, I think a resident here, I have the highest regard for her. She's a friend of mine and a friendly competitor, strong lawyer. And so I just resigned myself that I'd never get a shot. So I'm just kind of happy to get a shot here. I know that, I do know that, you know, because, you know, I deal with North Royalton and, you know, they hear about you and everything else. It's things have come across, you know, my desk and stuff. And I know that there have been some, you know, some tough times in terms of labor relations. But I have not poisoned myself with any of that because, you know, you'll let me know what I need to know. You know, I don't really know under the circumstances, but... No, I don't have any specific questions. I just, you know, you guys are a bellwether district in this area. Everybody thinks so highly of this district, and so being a part of this team would be outstanding. I'd just really love to do that. But you have lots of good choices, and I understand that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Appreciate it. I know you guys have got to keep them going.
Thank you very much.
The good news is I get to make tennis.
Oh, you get to make tennis. I got out of jury duty in time to be here today.
That was my pick.
Where do you play?
I play at Towpath. Okay. Yeah, they don't have the bubbles anymore, thanks.
Yeah. I can see you. Stay well.
Yeah, they got real courts now. So.
Oh, wow.
All right, watch out for these next knuckleheads.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless you guys ready for the
next? Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Definitely.
Oh, these are for negotiations.
I'm sorry?
This is one of the firms we interviewed for negotiations.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. We've been figuring them out.
I can tell you.
You know why I know that?
But that's
because
she's last
parent
in the district.
But that's why I'm going to send that out.
And her sister is
Pam.
Jeanette.
Oh.
And I had her daughter when she was in first grade. Both of her daughters, but she was 50, so it was 15 years ago. She came and did it. I'm going to think of her name.
Hi.
Hi.
How
are
we do all?
All right.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Thank you.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
We don't have a table up there, so hopefully that's
okay.
Should I move this over a little bit?
Sure.
A little room?
That's great. Thank you.
They said Titus was up first, so.
Well, he's a man of few words. So he's welcome.
I'm looking for one of those.
Hi. Welcome. Welcome. Nice to you. Yeah, nice to see you. Nice to see you again.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so thank you for coming. We're asking the same questions, trying to hear a little bit about you, make sure we're always in need of some good people in educational law, and we want to get to know you. So I know we've met you before, but let's just pretend that we haven't, and let's start from the beginning. And tell us, how long have you been in the educational law business?
Me personally, since 1978.
Okay.
And those of you that are adept at math to figure out how many days that is. I thought we had 20 minutes, is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for trying to do.
I was going to take 5 minutes, Justin was going to take 5 minutes, Helen was going to take 5 minutes,
okay.
And then at a wrap up, some ideas that we had that we'd like to share with members of the Board of Education, if that's all right with.
Okay, we have some very specific questions, but sure, that should work out in our
Why don't we go with your specific questions?
Okay. So you're going to tell us, obviously, about that. We're going to ask you about your specialty of law. Are you going to cover that? Okay. I'm going to ask you about districts that you represent. You're going to tell me that. We're going to ask you about your hourly rate and how that works. You'll tell me about that as well. Okay. See? We're also going to ask you why we would want to hire you. We want to specifically know why you and over anybody else. And then we're going to ask you if you're related to anybody here in the district as well, if there's anybody that you know. And then Joelle had some specific questions having to do with real estate.
So if you cover all that.
Yeah, we won't have any questions.
We're probably going to cover it, but her real estate questions are
here. I assume that you've all had the opportunity at least to receive a copy of our brochure. So I'm not going to read from that. I have been practicing, as I said, since 1978 in the area school. I've been licensed to practice law since 1973. The question that I had at the last interview with a district was, when do you plan on retiring? Really don't have that plan, so that's not on my radar. What I do is a general practice in the school law area, and what does that mean? That means that I work with the administration to help those areas of personnel, student matters. I deal with collective bargaining. I deal with arbitrations, labor relations. I deal with basically anything that you have. We are a one-stop, full shop for all the services that a school district in the state of Ohio could possibly need. Do I do it all? I don't do it all. We have a battery of attorneys, and you should have their biographies in there that would on occasion be providing services. You mentioned something about real estate, and we have some folks that do real estate matters quite well. We have individuals that do employment litigation, and that is usually if it's a discrimination claim. You also probably have a liability insurance that may in fact cover that. We do finance work, and Justin is the partner who does the bulk of the finance work, bond finance work. Special education, while I'm familiar with it, I leave that to Helen. And you should know, on the issue of relatives, we, to the best of my knowledge, we don't know that we are related to anyone in the district, but you should know this is my wife. And so there is a relationship there. And I'm very
That's good enough.
But we don't
Merry
have
Christmas.
Passwords.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's a compliment.
Call it out.
Exactly. We provide service to our client, which is the Board of Education, and that's the Board of Education. Not the individual members, but the Board of Education. We typically would work through the chair, whoever the president might be at that particular time. We also find it important to be able to work with the superintendent and with the treasurer, because they are your chief executive and chief financial officers. Sometimes we've been in situations where there's a little bit of conflict or tension in that regard. We've always worked it out. Rather than take up any more time, let me ask Justin if you would just give them some.
Yeah, as Fred mentioned, I do public finance for Retzel. I represent school districts on bond issues, note issues, revenue anticipation notes. I've done, in my past, I've done a little bit of the border revision stuff, although I try to stay away from it, but we do have that experience. We do represent school districts on border revision matters regularly. I also, in my practice, do economic development incentives, and that would be tax increment financing agreements, CRAs, negotiating the agreements both on the school district side, and I also do it for municipalities and for developers. So I have a kind of a well-rounded approach. I understand sort of where the tricks in the games are being played and those agreements are, so I've done a lot of that drafting as well. That's the bulk of my practice. I do general issues of finance at times, looking at levy issues, use of funds, the stuff that treasurers would come across, although I'm sure your treasurer has it down.
I'm working on it.
So that's
a first time treasurer, but he's getting it real quick.
So that's really the breadth of my experience. It's more of a limited capacity, but it supplements what they do, which is more in the general capacity.
I concentrate in the area of special education, although I did have 6 negotiated agreements this year, which kind of dug into the time that I usually spend at IEP meetings, but we all worked it out. Our goal in the area of special education, because these are always emotionally charged issues, is to bring the parties together, try to facilitate the relationship between the parent and the school district. And so many times these issues arise when the children are young, you know, second, third grade, and we know that relationship is going to extend till that child is 18, or very likely till they're 22. So creating a contentious situation is totally counterproductive to the process and pretty much violates the purpose of the statute anyway. It's amazing to me how helpful Titus is in these meetings. He will go under a table. He has a command for that. And we're usually at a large table. He will go under the table, and then within several minutes, he will start scooting on his belly and find the most stressed out person in the room. And it might be the mother. Many times it's the special ed director. But he will lay his head on their feet. They will naturally reach down and pet him. And it is a very calming situation. I mean, it's not like Titus is doing the legal work, but he is doing a lot of the personal work that goes on in these meetings. And he's been a wonderful asset to me. So our goal in special ed, like I say, is to help the parties work through a situation. There's always going to be that one parent or, you know, in a district every now and then that doesn't want to work with the school district. These are rare, but in those situations, we defend the district, we defend the policies, we defend the decisions and the practices that the district legally takes to, one, stay within their budgets, two, provide the legally required services, and three, provide exactly what is necessary for that student. And that's the question, is what is necessary to serve the special education needs of the student, not what is going to be perhaps the best possible thing that money can buy. It's what the district is going to be required to do. So that's our focus in this issue.
Currently, we represent approximately 100, give or take, and it varies, districts across the state. All of them we see every month. Some we see once a year. Perhaps the most relevant to Brecksville Broadview Heights is the fact that we are proud to say that Lakewood City School District is a client of ours. We have a number of school districts in Summit County, Stowe Monroe Falls City School District, Revere Local School District, Springfield Green. We have them across the state. I was just over in Champaign County last week with Urbana City School Districts. So we've seen a lot of things. It's still the practice of law, which means that there's still things that we may not be familiar with, we haven't seen before, but we'll certainly do that. Currently, our rates, we break it down, partner and associate. Our rates are $290 for partner, $215 for associates, and that's on a per hour basis. We keep contemporaneous time. It's always available to the fiscal officer, the superintendent, or the board. In fact, monthly you will receive invoices, and in that invoice it's going to be a two-part. One is going to be a public document, which is just a plain invoice. Services rendered, this amount. Behind that is an attorney-client communication, which breaks down every single one-tenth of an hour of our work, what we've done, who did it, when they did it, and we welcome any comment or in that regard. We have had the pleasure of working with Stowe Monroe Falls City School District for a number of years, and we have developed with them a fairly unique arrangement. We bill them on a flat fee basis. We take into consideration what we reasonably anticipate to be the activity in a district that size. We believe that there's a need for recognition of value, and we believe that we can provide value to a school district under those arrangements, and we're willing to do that. In fact, we have prepared an agreement. This is merely for your consideration, but we would be willing to use this type of agreement for the Brecksville Broadview Heights.
That's all right.
He reads faster, so I need more time.
Titus may need to come over and play.
Yeah, that's right. We're feeling kind of stressed now.
As long as there's no bacon on it, we're okay.
So did you start that agreement with Stowe? How many years into your relationship with
him? We've had that agreement for 2.5-3 years. And
thank you.
Just extended it for 2 more years.
Just extended it. It's fairly simple. Anyone who's employed expects to be compensated as to be. However, in our relationship with our clients, we believe that there should be value that the client receives. We believe that what we put down there is fairly reasonable. We appreciate the numbers that you had in your RFP. It was helpful. Nothing is etched in granted that can't be addressed or discussed. If that's something that the board is willing to look at, there is a difference in years. We believe, unless our information is inaccurate, that in 2018 you're going to have some involvement with collective bargaining. That can always be a costly item. We have an additional $50,000 for that. That would cover both unions that you have. I believe, is Tad Colbeck here?
Yeah. He is, and I understand why that would make you so distressed, but we actually have several years to go.
Okay.
We did sign an agreement beginning of last year that gives us this year and 3 more.
And that is phenomenal. Yeah. If that's the case, then that add-on, that $50,000, is not applicable to the term that we're talking about there. And again,
I'm surprised 50 and Tad came up in the same sentence. I thought it would have been a different number.
Could be. Tad's worth $50,000. I'm going to knock on wood. Tad's Tad. He's got his own personality. He operates in his own particular way. He's a very strong advocate, and he can be frustrating as heck. But I've gotten agreements with him, and I'll just say that I've gotten agreements with him. So that's one aspect that we offer to you that is not a take-it-or-leave-it type of situation, but that's what we're looking at. There are some exclusions in services because of the unpredictability and the nature of those services. We also encourage you, I believe we have listed in there are some examples of our school districts. I encourage you to contact those school districts if you have any questions about our services. We believe in timely responses within 24 hours. We're all wired so you can reach us wherever we are. We would expect to be have all the contact information for all the key players so that we could do the same thing. We work basically 7 days a week, and we enjoy ourselves 7 days a week. So, again, if you have any specific questions that I haven't touched upon, you may.
You mentioned that you've done real property matters. What about joint agreements with other municipalities in terms of usage if you're sharing facilities of any type?
Yeah, we have done joint use agreements. Some have worked out pretty well and some have not worked out fairly well, and it all depends upon who's holding the reins of what's going on. Right now we're engaged in some discussions with the City of Stowe, with the Stowe Monroe Falls City School District.
Green was a good example.
Green is an excellent example.
Very, very solid relationship between the village, City of Green, and the school district. Mm-hmm. They joint facility. It's a phenomenal facility. Mm-hmm. Lakewood, similarly, mm-hmm. has a mm-hmm. good joint agreement.
And not only with the municipalities, but with at Lakewood, there's a lending institution that we're close to with their new construction. Mm-hmm. Some of the bells and whistles at the high school has been through that. We've worked with the Cleveland Clinic in some joint agreements with the Cleveland Clinic. Green had an interesting experience where they shared income tax revenue, were able to help with the construction costs of the high school so that their media center in my world is the library. But the media center is open and accessible by public 7 days a week,
sure,
as is the some facilities in the gymnasium area. Plus, they also built a what they call the CAB, which is the community administration building that has the offices for the municipality as well as the offices for the Board of Education under the same roof. It's a gorgeous facility. And it functioned very well, and that was through the cooperative. And again, I was involved, but I don't, you know, it's, again, it's who's involved,
sure,
with the discussion. But it is possible. And it's the way, in my opinion, to go to stretch the dollar as far as you possibly can. So, I mean, yes, we're familiar with that. We have done that. We have a real estate practice group in our firm. They get involved in more in like the eminent domain situations. We've had them involved in some property disputes. Sometimes we find that there are things and deeds that we didn't know about. It. And so we need,
sure,
those folks. And as Justin had indicated, Board of Revision, the Board of Tax Appeals.
Yep.
So we're quite familiar with that process. And we have what we consider to be some excellent appraisers that were on a first name basis that can get us a product as quickly as humanly possible.
Great.
One thing I wanted to stress about our proposal for a flat fee arrangement is designed to save you, to provide you a significant savings over what your reported costs are over the last 6 years. So this would be a $150,000 savings over a 3-year period if that was something you were interested in.
And again, we used the numbers that were contained in the, mm-hmm, the RFP to gauge that.
Great. So the joint agreement, you negotiated, your firm did Green, is that correct?
With Green and City and Green.
And Lakewood.
And with Lakewood, we've had several agreements with the city, the Cleveland Clinic, First Federal? No, Lakewood.
Any other questions, anyone? No. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Very much.
Good to see you. Yeah. Thanks very much for the time. Appreciate it. Justin, pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, nice seeing you. Nice.
He's like, you're awesome. He said hi to me.
Had to come around.
You will.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Oh, great to see you. It's
good to see you, too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Good point, Titus.
Oh, is it?
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure. Nice to see you.
You, too.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Alan. Take care.
Thanks
so
much.
Yeah, you too.
You're a dog person.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. No, that's the first thing I do. Awesome.
I am now that we have one.
The only Titus that I know of is in a Shakespeare play, and he was not a very nice person.
Yeah.
What about that movie, Remember the Tituses?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Isn't that the Titans? Is that
the Titans? Titans.
Okay.
It's the Titans.
Clash of the Tituses? Yeah, there you go. Has anyone seen The Good Wife with Michael Keaton when he comes in? Because she told the same story. At least 3 different times. And he always said Michael Keaton was the same thing. He's like, you have to excuse me. And the lawyer's like, because he does it every time he gets the judge one over.
Tomorrow. Maybe on break.
Okay, we're ready. Thank you.
Here, I'll wait. Because I need to find my key in, but I was also thinking, and I could give Ellen these. Would it be helpful for me to give Ellen my copies, and I could...
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'll give her these tonight, but I have the other two at home.
Sure, Deb.
I just didn't even think about it.
Yeah, that was my idea. Okay. Yeah, should know some. Hi, how are you?
Are you on the steppy?
You guys are going to leave the food and not eat while we're in here?
No, it'll be good.
We're going to wait.
Again.
We're going to wait.
Hi, Justin.
Hi, Debbie. Nice to meet you.
Debbie Patchett.
Hi, Mark. Great to meet you.
Hi, Justin.
Mark, pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Jessica Merchant.
Kathleen, great to meet you.
Hi, Jessica, again. Good to see you.
Nice to see you. Hi, Mark. Very nice to meet you, Mark.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, Mike.
Good to see you. Very nice to meet you. Yes.
Have a seat up here.
Yes, yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for coming. Thank so we're trying to get to know people in educational law. So we're going to start out with questions. I'm going to ask you a couple, and then Joelle has a couple to add. And if we have any other things or you have questions, just step right in. Sounds good.
Certainly.
Okay. So tell us, how long have you been in educational law business? Tell us about your firm.
Well, yes, and first of all, thank you so much for inviting us to present to your board this evening. Scott Scriven focuses on what districts need most and what we believe we do best, the practice of labor and employment law, special education, and general school law. We do not practice only in a few areas, bond and public finance work and construction law. But more than 90% of our practice consists of representing about 100 school districts around the state of Ohio, including several in Cuyahoga, Lorain, Medina, and Summit counties. And all of those districts that work with us also use several other firms. We believe, and more importantly, our clients inform us that they believe this is an effective way for districts to make efficient use of legal resources. Our firm is a boutique firm that broke away from what was then Scores and Dempsey in 1994. Our business model is focused on providing high quality, cost effective legal services. So we'll share more information with you about that. But,
so, what's your specialty? Would you say?
We really are, all of us, generalists when it comes to school law, so that if you call us and have a question, we will be able to give you an answer. So there wouldn't be, I wouldn't say that I only practice special education or I only do litigation. We all certainly have areas of focus, though, within the practice, and we are a complete school law firm. My specialty is litigation. And so that means I'm one of those people that are in a courtroom or in that kind of litigating style. So that goes anywhere from a hearing, depending on the district. Always in the district, we have to do litigation like Title IX,
We see value in being generalists in our practice. There are some firms that develop sort of sub-niche practices for certain attorneys, but if you're, say, in a collective bargaining setting, there may be special ed-related issues that come up. So it's helpful to be a generalist in that context. Or if you're scheduling an IEP meeting, it's important for a special ed lawyer to understand why staff might not be available at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Okay. So it might be in here already. The districts you've worked with around us, is that in here?
Okay. It is, yes. Okay, so. Yeah. We work with Woodridge, Two Park, Rexville,
right.
Heights, and a number of other school districts in Northeast Ohio.
So tell us about your hourly rate, and do you offer a flat fee rate?
Sure. My hourly rate right now is $275, and I think you quoted Jessica's at $250.
So are you a partner?
I am, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Jessica, are you a partner?
Or no, partners,
okay.
Okay,
partners.
So you're less right here than that.
$25
discount.
Yeah, okay.
Not a gray hair discount, yes. So our business model is intentionally developed to provide high-quality, cost-effective legal service. And I think our rates are a reflection of that. For those of you who are numbers people, I'd share a quick illustration about our rates, and then I'll answer your question about the flat fee arrangement. And actually, I think this gets to the point about the continuing drive in the public sector, and particularly with public school districts, for more efficiency. And I think that may be what underlies your question about a flat fee structure. But we believed in having a lean operation structure within our firm before it was hip, when the Great Recession came along. We broke away from Squire in 1994, and I mentioned just an illustration for those of you who are numbers oriented. Our founding partners in 1994 billed at a rate of $240 an hour. They went across the street, and we set up shop with our own firm on January 1st, 1995, and we immediately cut our rate down to $150 an hour. If you fast forward 23 years to the present, my rate's 275, Jessica's is 250, so our rates have not gone up very much over that period of time, and we've been able to pass along savings by using a strategic business model. We have a lean operation structure. We don't have layers of associates who do redundant work and then mysteriously turn up on an invoice. We don't have support staff that walk around bumping into each other. We don't have human resources and marketing staff. And we've been able to use our business model strategically to provide value and to offer competitive rates. Kathleen, to your question about flat fee arrangement, we're certainly amenable to considering creative solutions, including on the fee side. We've worked with some clients who have negotiated a flat fee arrangement for certain types of services. I would expect you may have heard from most of the firms that have come through here that there are certain types of services that are more appropriate for the flat fee bucket, if you will. Day-to-day advice and counsel, the exchange of emails, phone calls, the review of documents, the review of policies, routine advice and counsel fits more precisely in the flat fee bucket. If you look at more open-ended matters like hearings or negotiations, then that kind of arrangement might not make sense for either of us. But we certainly are open to creative options, particularly with...
Okay. So why would we choose you over anybody else, would you say? What do you what do you bring to the table that's different than the other firms?
I would suggest that look at our business model. Look at our passion for providing high-quality, cost-effective legal services. And when you consider that approach that's served our firm well and our statewide presence, working with certain school districts around the state, there is an opportunity for us to provide the same kind of strategic thinking that led to the development of our firm to your benefit as a full-service school law firm with, again, only exceptions for construction and public financing.
I would add to that saying we're not a no firm. You know, some boards that we'll work with have expressed concern that that certain lawyers would tell them all the reasons why they can't do something that they want to do. And being your team partner, you can always get a lawyer to tell you when you can't do something. So we will help you reach your goals and figure out the way that you do it the right way and in the legal way as well. So that's important to us, is to get you where you want to be.
We enjoy developing creative solutions and working with high-performing districts like yours. And another way to kind of capsulize our approach to the practice of school law is that we like to engage in providing preventive legal services. Whenever there's an opportunity for us to manage an issue before it becomes a problem, or to solve the problem before it becomes a crisis, that's the kind of service that we deliver to our clients.
Okay. Are there any conflicts you might have? Like maybe you have relatives here in this district or business?
I grew up in Lake County, but I do not believe I have any relatives in the district.
Okay, no business entanglements. Okay.
I also have no potential conflicts. I would share that three generations of my family served on school boards in Northeast Ohio, but not in Brecksville. Okay. They were over in Lorain County.
Joelle, do you have a couple questions?
Sure. You answered a couple of them, but Tell me about any experience you have with school real estate sales and the bidding process with, you know, land that we own or buildings.
Sure. We routinely represent clients with both the sale and purchase of real estate, and we've negotiated complex contracts, for example, for the purchase of a building that would be used for office or classroom purposes. We've also partnered with realtors on a strategic basis. Occasionally, clients see some benefit in having a realtor negotiate on behalf of an undisclosed or unidentified buyer. And you can do that in the public sector. Politically, we've also been told by some boards and administrators that they like the idea of having our service provided along with a realtor that we retain, because it takes a political issue off your plate if you have a handful of local realtors who, you know, are competing for your business. Mm-hmm. We also have a board of revision practice working in about 12 to 15 counties around the state. That helps us expand our sense of real estate issues and the market for real estate. With a practice in boards of revisions, the State Board of Tax Appeals, and all the way up to the Supreme Court. So we try to leverage off of that experience with our real estate work as well.
Okay. And joint usership agreements between two municipalities or two public entities, any experience, you know, kind of facilitating that process and getting that contract verbiage together?
We have some experience with those issues. I'd have to admit that nothing immediately comes to mind, but it is a familiar concern.
Okay.
A lot of times you'll decide in that capacity whether you want to use the political subdivision immunity statute to form a COG, or depending on the use, you know, there are different ways you can do it, but you want to be careful about how you create it so that you don't take away that immunity that you enjoy and somehow create a proprietary function or something. So that's one of the issues we have to deal with.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat or Jessica, are you aware of anything that you've read and do in your diligence before this meeting that your interesting observations you've made about our district or thoughts?
We've noticed that you are a high-performing district, and certainly congratulations on the accomplishments of Broadview Heights, and we certainly do relish an opportunity to work with high-performing districts, as we work with a number of them around the state. Districts like yours have common issues, and what we'd like to offer you is an opportunity to tap our experience working with districts that are similar to yours. But the main observation that I would have is simply congratulations on your achievements.
Thank you.
All right.
But you're based in Columbus?
We are based in Columbus, but we have a statewide practice. We are up in this part of the state with some frequency, and part of what we would suggest to a district like yours that's considering retaining legal counsel is what I've described as the practice of the districts that work with us now, and what I think is a somewhat common practice unique to Northeast Ohio, where boards with some frequency will retain several law firms to serve their needs and develop a roster or menu or stable of firms. And I'd suggest add us to the list. I'll email a resolution that you can use to approve us as one of your law firms, and then use us strategically. Kick the tires on us and see what you think.
When it comes to billing for us, obviously being about 2 hours drive away, a lot of times we can just use that time for returning calls to clients, or we might be up here for the other districts. You know, if I'm headed to Lakewood or Avon or one of those districts, but typically you're not going to see the drive time on bills, because we appreciate that's important to you. And it is to our other clients as well.
And I'd submit that it's true with most school law firms that we're on the road quite a bit with our practice, whether, yeah. you know, regardless of where we're physically located, our office often is our car. If you ask where our nearest office is, I tell you it's in the parking
lot.
So if you're reaching somebody who has physical office space in Northeast Ohio or another firm like ours, chances are that there's going to be a lot of communication that's done remotely by cell phone, email, and text. And again, that's part of our business model. We have Class B office space. We don't have multiple offices. We broke away from an expanding international law firm when we met Squire, and that was all intended to keep our overhead down and our rates competitive for the benefit of our school district clients. And again, that's the kind of strategic thinking and model that we'd like to offer to your board.
Thanks.
Great. All right. Well, thank you very much for
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
It's our pleasure.
Nice to meet you. Thank you. Have a good evening. Nice to meet you. Thank you. Nice to meet 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 you. N
of how big of an industry club sports is in the United States?
I don't.
The latest metric, according to the New York Times, is that club sports is a $15 billion a year industry.
Well, I can remember to that $15 billion, I can tell you that.
Joelle and I were talking about club athletics and raising student athletes. I have a son who's a baseball player. My daughter wants to play college lacrosse in a couple of years, so it's living the dream, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, right out of my checkbook. I hear it.
Yeah. Somebody's dream.
My daughter
does that estimate include gasoline?
Yeah, Oregon. Softball.
I saw you have a
I'm not sure if gasoline is part of that, but it does include everything else.
It is summer there.
It's crazy. It's summer and it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
18 years, wow. 18 hours, so it's my husband's there right now.
One of my neighbors, she grew up there, and she just moved back to live in Auckland, where her family's from.
Yeah.
They brought like a train car, and you fill all your stuff up in the train car, and like 2 months later, it gets delivered.
Well, we just had a family in Brecksville that just moved to Australia, the Harkers.
Yeah.
And they moved there, and theirs is not coming as well. They're sleeping on blow-up in Australia.
Oh, but the picture she posts on Facebook.
Yeah, right, I know.
A gorgeous Sound of Music, like hill with water in the background.
Polo match on the beach with the person. Keep it up. The dream comes true.
Yes.
Thank you.
Take care.
Good night.
Good night.
Anybody want any antibacterial?
Bacteria is good for you.
That's right.
You don't work with little kids.
Well,
I know where that
young bacteria
is coming from. Yeah.
No.
Kathleen, do we need a motion to go into exec session?
Yeah. We do.
Yep.
Can I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. We're now in executive session.